Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Three, two, one, we're back. What's up, everyone? How's it going? This is Everything Else, episode number 12. I'm your host, Connor Franta. Tardy, if you will. It feels so weird. I missed 1 week. As you guys know, I was on a book tour. I was on a United States literature tour of my third book, House Fires, and I missed a week. I brought all of my equipment, actually full on story about that here. I brought all my equipment. I planned on filming a podcast on the road. I planned on doing all that, but as you know, or as you could assume, it got a little bit hectic and it was a little bit difficult for me to do anything besides be present in my tour, so I didn't end up doing that. But I'm back. After 2 weeks, I am back in my home. I am so tired. And today's podcast, honestly, is just going to be me talking about everything that I did as I traveled across the United States. I'm going to try not to like just plug my book because I know y'all are probably sick of that. I feel like I've been doing it for so many weeks that I'm just going to more talk about all the cities I went to, what it was like to travel. I was in a new city every single day for a week straight. And I did it, you know, all by myself. Nobody was there with me. So I got to experience all of these cities alone. And I don't know, I think you may find that interesting. All the things that I did, all the things that I ate, what it was like traveling, the whole deal. So here we go. First, I'm going to tell you this is the last time I will be using this microphone on this podcast or ever again, because she, RIP to this woman right here, may you rest in pieces, broke on the tour, and she's being held together with, I'm not going to show you because I can't, because it'll break if I move it. She's being held together with tape. Scotch tape. Scotch tape is holding her together in this very moment. So this is the last time that she gets used. This is her final goodbye. Say goodbye in the comments down below. Poor thing. Hopefully I can find a better replacement. But you can't be replaced because you're loved. Yeah, it broke on tour. That is the difficult part about bringing your life. I'm like a heavy packer when I travel. I'm like, well, what if I need this? What if I need a sweatshirt? What if I need a jacket? What if it rains? What if I'm walking to the store and I wish I had a tote bag? What if I wanted my microphone? What if I wanted my camera, my film camera, my... two pairs of glasses. Like, I just end up bringing my entire life when I travel, and that was the case for this, which was fucking difficult, to be honest, because I'm going to Texas and I'm going to Minnesota. Incredibly different climates, incredibly different styles of clothing. Texas, we got our cowboy western representation. Minnesota, tundra, Ugg boots, sweatpants. I need outfits for every day. So it was hard to pack for this tour. And I think I did it pretty well, but towards the very end, I was like, okay, I'm over this. I'm over it. I don't want to live in a suitcase anymore. I'm done. So let's walk ourselves back a little bit and start from the very beginning. My book came out, and my first week, and from day one, I was out sprinting. I started off the week with a tour stop here in Los Angeles. It's at a place called The Grove. And if you've ever been to LA, there's a really great chance that you've heard or have been to The Grove. The Grove is essentially an outdoor mall here in kind of the center of the city. And it's known because it's like almost like a tourist. I don't know how the mall became a tourist attraction, but it did. they have like a trolley that goes through the center of it. They have a mini little fountain, almost kind of like the fountain in Vegas that has like a little fountain show. They have beautiful lighting outside, but because of that, anyone who actually lives in LA kind of detests the Grove because it's a tourist attraction. It's like when it'd be like if you live in New York City, you never go to Times Square. If you live in LA, you never go to Hollywood Boulevard. It's very much that. And the Grove kind of feels that way, that when you go there, it just feels like a lot of people looking at everything and it's a little hectic. But so the first tour stop was there. I haven't been to the Grove in years. I love the Barnes & Noble that we did the tour stop at the Grove because it's three floors of books. It's pretty fucking sick, not gonna lie. It's massive. It's a really, really cool store. So we did it there and it was really sweet just to like start the tour off at home because I got to, some of my friends came and they got to see it, which was really sweet of them to even just want to be there. And you know, is the hometown. So all of you guys that were there, like my hometown crew, a lot of recognizable faces, a lot of people from Stan Twitter back in the day. I was like, tell me you're at. Who here had a Franta at? Tell me you're at. So it was very sweet. It was a very fun time. So started off here and then I had an early flight the next day and I had to go off to Texas, which was, it was all just so weird. Like, you know, most people, this wouldn't be that weird in normal times, but because I haven't traveled a lot and because there are so many restrictions on travel now due to COVID, it's just like a weird space to be in. You have to think of so many more things when traveling. Like just the wearing the mask from the moment you leave your house to the moment you get to your destination. You know, an hour in the car, 3 hours on the plane, an hour in another car, and then you stop and you can take off a mask. And it's just like a weird headspace to be in. There's constant like sanitation. Like they give you wipes everywhere. So you just feel like you're cleaning everything. It's not like a fun thing to do. It doesn't feel relaxed. You always feel a little bit on edge. But yeah, I had an early flight. So I got to the airport super early, like 6 or 7 a.m. and had a coffee, of course. Went on the plane. I don't remember what movie I watched, but I watched so many movies along the way on every flight because every flight was around 3 hours. So I got to like take in movies. I watched Goodfellas for the first time, which is a classic New York gangster film. If you haven't seen it, I think it's been dubbed potentially one of the best films of all time. And it was the first time I'd ever seen the movie in its entirety. And it was great. I can see why it met the hype. I would hope it would, but it did. It met the hype for sure. It was a great film. Classic East Coast accents. Classic, like, what is it? It's like, you know, like Italian mobsters or New York mobsters. And yeah, it was really great. It was a fun film. Watched tons of movies like that. I watched like Mean Girls, of course. Had to watch it because it was Halloween. I remember what else. Oh, I watched Cruella on the plane too. Cruella was good. I feel like people were talking about Cruella with Emma Stone, but I thought it was like fantastic, low key. It was really, really campy. It was ridiculously over the top. Like the entire film is about Cruella's backstory and she's far from a villain in it, which is really strange. She definitely like has villain moments or she's like built up towards becoming a villain, but she's not the villain in the film, which is weird because in the cartoons of the 101 Dalmatians, Cruella is very much 100% a villain. You have no empathy for her. She's gross. She's cruel. She's Cruella. She's Cruella de Vil. Cruella de Vil. And she's not in this. She's very likable. Emma Stone was amazing. The film was fun. It was hardly a Disney film, too. Me just making this entire podcast about Cruella. Cruella Stan, that's me. No, it was hardly a Disney film. It felt like almost like a PG-13 movie. It didn't feel suitable for kids in a strange way, which I didn't expect. So that was really good. Can't really remember what else I watched. I'm sure I watched a bunch of other films, but I think, I watched a documentary about truffle pigs, truffle hunting. That was fun. Fantastic. Very cool film. Just out here having a good time. And then I watched the final season of You as well on the planes. And the final season, or not the final season, the recent season of You. And that was also really good. I liked it. Very much on par with the other seasons of You. Creepy stalker man and killing random people in his life. I don't know. It was great. It was a good time. But anyways, Texas. I land in Texas. Texas and Orlando, spoiler alert, hot as balls. Steaming. Warm, humid, a lot. It was very different from every other location I was in, and it was just really warm. But yeah, I got there, and immediately my basic ass says, can we, I see that there's a Whole Foods like a few miles from the hotel. Do you mind if we make a little pit stop? You can take the boy out of LA, but you can't take the LA out of the boy. My organic ass. I can't believe it. I couldn't believe that I was doing that. But it's hard. As a vegetarian going to somewhere like Texas, I can't really enjoy any food that Texas is known for. I can't go get like barbecue or any sort of southern food because most of it is has meat in it. Most of it is based in meat products and dairy products, and I just don't eat that. So sadly, Texas was not a fun food tour. The other times I've been to Texas, I've been to pretty much every major city in Texas, Austin, Dallas, Houston, all of it, San Antonio. And I've had like the barbecue when I used to eat meat, and I've had just the meats in general, and it's great. It was great. But nope, my basic ass went to Whole Foods and got some Brussels sprouts and some like some salad. Oh my God. It was bad, but yeah, the entirety of the first stop was I couldn't believe how quickly time passed. I left my house at 5 a.m. and I swear to God, I got to my hotel at 5 p.m. and then I blinked and I was sleeping. And then I had a 8 a.m. flight, I think, which is, I just was like, oh my God, this is going to be it. This is going to be the week I have is I land in a new time zone. And by the time I set my bags down in the hotel, I already need to start preparing to leave to go to the tour stop. And by the time I get back from the tour stop, I need to go to sleep and do it again. And it just, in my mind, I had more time to like chill and see the city, but nope. She's a businesswoman. She had her shoulder pads on. She was cinched at the waist, reading glasses, in hand, Sharpie, brand new crisp Sharpie in pocket. I was there for business. So yeah, Texas was a whirlwind. I did manage to wake my ass up at 5 a.m., I think, 5:30 a.m. to go for a run. And I know you think I'm a lunatic for doing that, but goddamn, was it the best, like one of the best parts about being there. I woke up at that early and I got to go run around the little neighborhood I was in. And it was just like so, I find it so ethereal. Why does that not sound right? Ethereal? I think that's, why does that not sound right? Ethereal, not ethereal. I think I just combined like three words together. It was magical to be up at that time in a brand new state, in a brand new location, and just be like running around in the dark. I don't know. I found it so weirdly enjoyable. So I did that, and like people had their Halloween decorations up, and it was just like really kind of sweet. I was running like with street lights and neighborhoods, and I don't know, it was just really kind of peaceful. And like that set the tone, I think, for the rest of the book tour, was that exact moment of like, okay, I'm gonna put the time into doing things like this, seeing as much as I can, and trying to be a little bit more bold and not just allow myself to like get to my hotel, leave my hotel, go back to my hotel, leave my hotel, like add little bits in there to have fun. So I did that. That was magical. And then I was already on my way to Minnesota, which like spoiler alert, was most excited for the Minnesota stop because it's my home state. I got to see, my whole family was going to be there. As soon as I landed, my parents had already driven up to the cities. Very sweet. My sister was just getting off work, so we all met and like had coffee and pastries, and we went for a walk by the river, and the leaves were changing. You know, like it was like perfect time to be in Minnesota because it was in the 60s, and like the leaves were golden yellow and bright fiery orange, and you were outside in your little sweaters, and it's just so nice. It was so freaking nice, and I felt so calm and peaceful and excited to be there. And we did all that, and then we went to the Mall of America together because that's where the book signing is, the Mall of fucking America. So weird. For anyone who's outside of the United States, the Mall of America is the biggest mall in America, and it's outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota. So most people who say, "Oh, you're from Minnesota," all I know is the Mall of America. The Mall of America. At the end of the day, it's just a giant ass mall shaped like a donut, and in the center of the mall is a theme park. Roller coasters that you can ride on in a mall. I wouldn't say it's fucking cool, but it's something. What I think of when I think of the Mall of America, aside from book signings, is I think of my sister's birthdays. As a kid, we used to drive to the Mall of America because they had a rainforest cafe for my big sister's birthdays. And we would go to the Rainforest Cafe as her birthday present because she loved it so much. And the Rainforest Cafe is exactly what you're thinking, except 100 times cooler. It is a cafe themed like a rainforest. Inside, they have speakers with animal noises, frog sounds, crickets, like rustling leaves, and you feel like you're in a jungle. And then every wall is covered in foliage, and there are these like giant tree frogs and gorillas and things like that all around, and you just sit like you're in the middle of the rainforest, and it's fucking cool, and I want to go there as an adult. Anybody who wants to go with me, hit me up. I am also a Rainforest Cafe stan. Why do we talk about Chuck E. Cheese? We should be talking about the Rainforest Cafe. It's lit as fuck. It's so amazing. So we got there. I did my book signing. It was magical. Spoiler alert again. All the book signings were great. It's fantastic. Like, I don't need to retell all the stories, but it was so nice seeing everyone in person. Every tour stop, every time I interacted with pretty much everyone, it was just like pleasant. I felt like it was a big reunion. Most people we had met before at some point, probably like 80%, maybe 70% of people had met me before at some point in their lives. So it was just like really sweet to be like, okay, who are you? What are you doing now? Have we met before? When did you start watching the videos? Give me a quick little summary. And this is really sweet. Y'all are just really sweet. And it was cool to hear like where you were when you first started watching my videos or first discovered me and where you are now. Like, so many people were just like infants and now they have adult jobs. They've graduated college. The amount of like, I'm an engineer. I'm a doctor, or I'm studying to be a doctor. I'm a psychologist. I'm a farmer. Like, it's just amazing. It was so cool to see the differentiation and everyone's interests, and they still were all there. I don't know. It was cool. It was really cool. So that was great. It was great to see my family. And then afterwards, my sister and I and my sister's boyfriend all went to a tasting menu, which I've only been to like one or two tasting menus in my entire life. And if you don't know, a tasting menu is essentially the peak of the culinary experience. It is expensive and it is luxurious. It's like you're in an episode of Top Chef or some Food Network television show. Basically, they give you like tons of courses. I think we had like 12 courses, and each course is almost like a single bite or two or three bites. and it's very fancy and it's very fun. I love experiences like that because to me it's less about being full and it's more about, I guess it's less about my stomach being full and my mind being full after something like that. Like, I think people buy a day pass to Disney World to have an experience. They'll pay like $150, $200 to have an experience there. Like, that's what a tasting menu is, but with food. So you pay usually between like a real tasting menu can cost between like $100 and $250, depending upon what it is. And you pay that much and you were there for like, we were there for 4.5 hours eating slowly, so slowly. 12 courses again through that time. We had like maybe 3 or 4 drinks too. So it was very slow. Every time you would eat it very carefully and you would take a little bite and then you'd talk to everyone like, yes, I do. I do taste the celery root in this one. I really deeply appreciate the char that they added to this beetroot. The pairing of the acidity with the bright floralness is exquisite. You become like a fucking food critic in 2 seconds. It's quite funny. It's like watching the movie credit, or it's like watching the opening trailers before the movie you're seeing, and everyone around you is like, what'd you think of that? Would totally see that. I totally wouldn't see that. You know, I didn't really like what they were doing with that. And all of a sudden everyone's a critic. That's what you feel like in a, or at least that's what I feel like in a restaurant like that. But it was cool. It was dope. Really appreciate my sister for setting that up, but it was such a fun time. We also went to like a cool, I have so much to talk about. I feel like the whole week was so fun that I'm just going to keep unloading it on you. So I hope you appreciate that. We also went to like a cool speakeasy and we ended up being out until like 1 in the morning, I think. So again, I woke up at like 5 in the morning, ran in Texas, and then I was out until 1 in the morning in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then like total sociopaths, my sister and I went for a brisk chili ice cold run at 7 in the morning. Just a little bit hungover from all the wine that we had. And that was really fun too. So again, classic Franta family ordeal, get drunk and then go for a run the next day. So I did that. It was amazing. Then I was off to Chicago. One of my oldest friends now lives there. So I was going to meet up with him, but I basically landed, was like, had a couple hours. So I just walked around. I guess I don't even know what part of Chicago I was in. I don't know Chicago that well, but I was out more in like the outskirts and just wandered around. And Chicago, if you were from Chicago and you're listening to this, praise to you. I didn't realize how much I liked that city until I was walking around it, but the architecture felt so European. It was like every building was different. A lot of them felt historical. Some of them felt modern, but there was all this brick. It's really cool. I loved walking around. It made me want to move there like in a second. And then everyone was so festive. Every stoop had like 10 pumpkins stacked up it. Every tree had cobwebs. Every alleyway had a skeleton. Like it was low key. It was cool. I just guess I never think of Chicago being like that, but it was cool. Everyone was really, really cool. And then the book signing was amazing. We had a really fun time. The crowd was like especially okay. Okay, motorcycle. We're not cutting that out. We're just going for this. We're loosey goosey. Hate motorcycles. Top 10 worst noises in the world. Right up there with leaf blowers. So we did the book signing. Everyone was incredibly peaceful and sweet in Chicago. So many of you drove from like Michigan. And I think there were a few of you from Indiana. And even some from, I swear there was someone from like North Carolina. It was amazing. So sweet of you to come that far for the book signing. Very, very nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then we went out for this amazing ramen. It was called Ramen Wasabi. Was the place that we went to, and it was so good. Such good ramen. It's fantastic. Met I think someone who listens to the podcast there, so shout out to you, was our hostess and server. So that was awesome. Really fun time. Great connecting with everyone. Did that again, went to bed at like midnight or something and had to be up at 5 a.m. the next day. Just stack, 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 stack. It was like 30 degrees, got on my flight, landed in Orlando, and it was 90 degrees. My body was in shock. Just shock. And my hair had no idea what was going on. It was like one day very poofy, the next day very flat, had no idea. Ma'am, is this a Wendy's? Is this a CVS pharmacy? No, it's a Barnes & Noble parking lot. Did you mean to arrive at the Outback Steakhouse? No. I was looking for vegan utopia. I don't know what I'm going with this. It was everything was all over the place. Orlando was cool. Everyone I met in Orlando worked at Disney. Every single person, I swear to God. I wish I had a moment to go to Disney or to go to any theme park there, but I didn't have a moment, sadly. I'm pretty sure I've been to Disney in Orlando. I have been to Disney in Orlando. But my only main memorable thing from like theme parks in Florida is when I went to Harry Potter World for the first time. And I got to be Harry in Ollivander's shop. Not this time around. This was years ago. But I went to Harry Potter World and they chose me to be Harry in Ollivander's wand shop. So I got to like interact with the actor. And then when I got my wand and I flicked it and it was the correct one, the whole like the air blew on my face and the room lit up. So fucking cool. Still remember it to this day. Loved every second of it. It's great. And Orlando was cool. Same thing. I basically got done, walked around the city, had really cool nightlife. So I was just wandering around the city by myself. And then just kind of like, went to bed. I think I watched Drag Race UK. I think that's all I did. I think I walked around the city for like an hour, watched like an hour of Drag Race UK, fell asleep, and then had to keep going. Jesus. It was really sweet though. I didn't realize that Orlando, actually, ooh, another bit. I didn't realize, so when I was walking around, I didn't realize that like Orlando had so many, I don't know, just like neighborhoods. When I think of Orlando, I don't think of like quaint neighborhoods. I don't know what I think about, but I don't think of that. And there were so many cute neighborhoods I was walking around. But something strange, but I guess I don't even know what I would call it, happened. The next morning, I did go for a run before I went to my final stop in New York. And I just picked a random route. I didn't really plan it out. And I found myself at like sunrise, right around like 6:30 in the morning, running right past Pulse nightclub accidentally. I've never been to the now memorial that is Pulse nightclub, which, you know, Pulse nightclub is known because there was a massive shooting there in the last few years, an LGBT nightclub where sadly tons of people in our community or my community, I don't know if you're part of the community, tons of people in our community passed away from a horrible, horrible thing there. And I've never been by it or anything. And I just happened to run by it. And it felt, there was like some strange synergy or energy that I felt as I was going by it, that like I started welling up with tears. I kind of could well up with tears right now just thinking about it, because it just felt like, I felt like I was like the only person in the world in that moment, because I just turned and I saw it and it was like barely light outside, no one really driving in the streets. And I just felt like really present and connected in that moment. So I like paid my respects and then kept running and then continued thinking about it afterwards. But it was just like such a strange thing to have had happen. Yeah. So like that was really another like really great moment that I had early in the morning that made me feel something. I don't know, I guess grateful potentially, but just grounded in a way. So then, yeah, so that happened and got on my plane to my final tour stop and ended up in New York City already, like final tour stop, week into this, and it was already like done, but it had done so much. Like when I think about it, how many time zones and how many hours of driving and flying I'd already done. It's crazy that I was already in New York. And yeah, New York was the same thing. Like amazing people, amazing tour stop. My friends got to go, and that was really sweet too, to have my friends, you know. We were talking about it afterwards, but it's rare that you get to see your loved ones or get to see your friends, people you care about, like in their element. Like that was my element. Like I had worked on a book for 3 years. I was meeting people who wanted to come meet me and read the book. And you know, my friends don't get to see that often. So it's a really rare moment for them to see me doing that. And it was like, we talked about that, of how like later that day I got to go to my friend's house, and he was on like a work call, and I'm like, it's so weird. I never get to see you working, or never get to hear your work voice, or to hear or to see on your computer all of your Excel and Photoshop files for what you do at your work. Or like when I get to go to the restaurant my sister works at, and I get to see her there communicating with people, doing her job, doing her thing. It's just so special, you know, to see them in their element. And we had like a really great conversation about that. And I don't know, I found that really, really moving and important to just recognize, just to see people, I guess, and to see them in their elements. I keep saying, but in their elements, I don't know. It's cool to see people in that light. So that was special to have them there and to be in New York. And then I ended up staying in New York for a few extra days to like relax for a moment, hang out with friends, see the fall colors, eat some good food, do the whole deal, you know. Like it was awesome. I had some good New York pizza. Where did I go? This place called Joe's Pizza in Greenwich. Oop, good voice crack right there. In Greenwich, that was great. One of my favorite bakeries that I always talk about, anytime I talk about New York, I always talk about it. Let me pull it up. I know I have it saved. Let me keep scrolling. They have the best old fashioned donut. Oh my God, it's amazing. It's called, Ma Zidar Bakery. It's amazing. It's in Greenwich, same area. Fucking just the best. In terms of coffee, La Cabra just opened up a coffee shop in Midtown in New York. Oh my God, best coffee potentially I've ever had in my life. They have the brightest, most acidic beans. So I went there a few times. Amazing, absolutely amazing. So, so good. And the rest of the time, I don't know, I just kind of just did my thing. Just wandered, saw tons of friends. I spent Halloween, or the Friday of Halloween, we went to a Rocky Horror Picture Show. The infamous queer movie, Rocky Horror. We basically all got dressed up as characters. And God, why am I forgetting who I was? Jesus, how am I forgetting who I was? I think I just immediately was like, I'm Brian, but that's not the character's name. Oh no. What is the character's name? How am I forgetting? Brad, not Brian. Jesus. Okay. I was Brad. Which is like straight guy Brad, which is funny, but it was the easiest one for me to dress up as because I clearly didn't have a costume. So I dressed up as Brad. A bunch of my other friends dressed up as, you know, like Rocky or like any of the characters, because there are so many different costumes the characters wear. So everyone was dressing up and we all went, and it's so fun. They had a screening, like a projector screening the film outside, and little tables set up in front of it. And then they had actors act out Rocky Horror in front of the movie for us. And it was just so fucking fun because everyone in the room was kind of dressed up a little bit, or everyone was so ready to participate. Like in different moments of the show, traditionally you do things with the movie. So if you're watching it with a group of people, like when they get married in the beginning, you throw rice. Or there are certain parts where they like put on gloves, and then you put on like these gloves, or you throw different things, and it's just like really participatory. So it was just such like a fun night. We were all getting wasted and throwing things and like cheering as things would happen, and the actors were acting, and I don't know, it's just so like the energy was there and it felt so right. And it made me so happy that I stayed to be there on Halloween, or the few days before Halloween, and celebrate Halloween. And it was just great. Like, I like the overall experience of traveling, you know, to six different cities across the United States over a 6-day period was fantastic. And like, I'm a really, particular person. I get really anxious in new situations and unfamiliar circumstances. So something like this can really be a lot for me to take in, just like with my personality. It's a lot to be around that many people. It's a lot to be in all those new hotels and beds and unfamiliar like food environments and climates, and it's just like a lot for me to take in. So it can go so bad so quickly, but it wasn't. I don't think any moment of it was bad. I genuinely feel like every moment of it was as close to perfect as it could be, and I just am like so relieved and thankful and happy that it was beyond all of my expectations in a way. And like, to top it all off, I mean, again, I was there for like my book, my baby, the thing I'd worked on for three years, and it just felt great for that to be seen and uplifted as well, finally. So it's just like all really great. Like, I felt like it was so, so nice, especially too, like after being relatively locked up for the last couple years, to have something so radical like that occur was special. Again, just really special. Like, I can't think of anyone that I know that's done anything like that, of like hopping around to six different cities around the US anytime recently. So I felt very humbled and grateful for the whole experience, and for to have it also be, you know, a fucking blast too, like just like a fun time tasting. Oh, the other thing, I saw Dune in a movie theater too. So like, I'm like, I got to go to a tasting menu, I got to go on a bunch of early runs, I got to go see a movie in a movie theater, I got to walk up and down the streets of so many different amazing, iconic US cities, see so many of you people, hear so many of your stories, eat a ton of good food, baked goods, tons of good coffee, and like, it was just like a joy. I got to see the fall colors, got to see autumn in full bloom in New York and Minneapolis and Chicago. Like, I just felt so, so special, so happy, and so many other flowery feelings, but I felt it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was great. It was great. And it was safe too, which was fantastic. Everyone was so respectful of, you know, our masks. We wore masks the entire, masks the whole time. No one was at all negative or aggressive towards that, and that made it fantastic too, because everyone was seemingly healthy. So, and I, you know what, 2 weeks later, knock on wood, healthy. So that's great, fantastic. Let's definitely dive into everyone's favorite portion of the podcast, everything else, where I recommend you a couple things. Next week's going to be back to normal, but this week again, I just wanted to give you the rundown, give you the lowdown, give you the, you know, like the 411, as Amy Poehler says in Mean Girls. Let's give you some music recommendations, movie recommendations, and a few other recommendations. But first, let's give you a little quick shout out for everyone who has been rating not only the podcast. Go over to Apple, give it 5 stars, leave a review. I'm going to give a shout out here to Roxanne Rose. Everything I Never Knew I Needed. Interesting topics that challenge you to think, and hilarious commentary that makes your belly laugh. What more could I ask for on a podcast? Connor Francis' passion, positive energy, and sense of humor shines through in this project, and I'm here for it. I can honestly say I look forward to listening to each and every episode every Tuesday. And that's so fucking sweet. Thank you so much. 5 stars. Go leave a rating and we'll give you a shout out as well. And then finally, I want to let you guys know too, please go rate the book if on every place that you may have gotten it. If you got it on Amazon, go give it a 5-star review. If you use a Goodreads account, go give it a review on Goodreads. If you got the Audible version, go rate it on Audible. Just go give it some ratings and encourage other people to pick up the book. I appreciate it. This one is from Ansh, A-N-S-H. A-N-S-H. It says, a fantastic book. This is over, reviewed in India. Oh my gosh, reviewed in India. Bought it over on Amazon and said, such a wonderful book by such a wonderful person. The photos, the poetry, all so magnificent and captivating. Connor delivers greatness time and time again. The culmination of Connor's 3 years of hard work and determination really reflects in the pages of the book. Also, the cover is gorgeous and really goes along with the title of the book. Definitely recommend, 10 out of 10. Thank you. Both those reviews, I feel so freaking loved and supported over the last few weeks especially. So thank you, y'all. I can't say it enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. As for movies, I did watch Dune and I loved it. Timothy really said, I fucking did that. And I'll do it again. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I really liked it. I highly recommend you go watch Dune 2 as well. I thought it was like the sound design, the visuals, honestly, like the green screening and the visual effects were magnificent. I didn't for one second question the reality that I was in. I felt fully rooted within the Dune dystopia in all of its quirks and all of its I just felt so present in that world, and it was a really cool experience. So highly recommend that. Highly recommend Dune. I'm trying to think if there's anything else to watch. Honestly, Goodfellas is fucking good too. Go see that. And then in terms of other things, go watch Drag Race UK. It's the best thing I've been watching on television for sure, without a doubt. And then as for music, honestly, can't really think of too many. The only thing I can think of is that today I've been listening to the new Aminé song, and the song is called Charmander. Thought it was fantastic. Really, really liked it as well. But that's really, really all I got for you guys. Like, thank you for listening. I'm honestly shocked that I was able to talk for this long. I thought I would only be able to talk for like 10 minutes. So I hope you enjoyed my rambling, my uncut rambling. She's raw, she's real, she's to the point. No sound effects needed. It's just me, it's just my voice, it's just my experience. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Definitely, if you've been listening up to this point, again, click the like button, subscribe if you're new. New podcasts every week. We love to hear it, we love to see it. It's the best part of my week, so thank you for hanging out and sticking along. Losing the voice, it's already going. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. And I'll be back to normal next week with our regularly scheduled content. Definitely make sure to go get a good night's rest. Drink a chilled glass of H2O. Get your vaccines, get your flu shots. Stay healthy, wear a mask. We'd love to see it. Sleep, eat, be well, be kind to people, and I will talk to you very, very soon. Thanks so much.